بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Canonical issues on gelatin. Scenario number 3. Now here, in the ingredients section, one reads the term bovine gelatin. Now here, a number of sub-scenarios may arise. And I'll mention two. We'll start with the first one anyway. We may not get through the second one in this talk, but inshallah, we'll cover it. In the first sub-scenario, one assumes that, let's say one knows that this gelatin is from a cow or a sheep that is slaughtered Islamically. Okay, if it's slaughtered Islamically, it's muzakkar, and one knows this as a fact. For example, either one saw it for him or herself, or one bought it from a Muslim shop owner. One knows, by whatever means, one knows, is sure now, has certainty that this animal is slaughtered Islamically. Now, if that's the case, and you know that this gelatin is extracted from a cow or sheep that is slaughtered Islamically, that gelatin would be regarded as tahir, canonically pure, and permissible to consume. Now, irrespective of whether istihala arises or not, irrespective of whether istihlak arises or not, since this gelatin is extracted from an animal, a cow, in bovine in origin, i.e. it's a cow or a sheep, which has been slaughtered Islamically, therefore all its parts, such as the intestine and the bone, although the bone would be tahir anyway, we'll come to that later. But since it's been slaughtered Islamically, all its parts are now tahir, and therefore, since all the gelatin has been extracted from such an animal, the cow or sheep, and it's been slaughtered Islamically, all its parts are tahir, and therefore the gelatin that is produced from that animal part, irrespective of whether istihale arises or not, or istihlak arises or not, it would be permissible to consume, and it would be deemed as tahir. There's no problem there. That would be, you know, unproblematic. Now let's say, so that was with bovine gelatin, and you know it was slaughtered Islamically. Now, you may go to a Muslim, to a shop which is owned by a Muslim, even if it's in the West, it doesn't have to be in a Muslim country, but the owner, and or you go there, it writes bovine gelatin, you can consume it. But let's say if, now this is a bit sensitive, we have to just, if you just pay attention a bit here, that gelatin, okay, it's not bovine gelatin. You know that this gelatin has been extracted from a haram meat animal, such as, you know, a cow, such as a cat or a fox, or, you know, other animals which, you know, are in theory haram meat animals. What if the gelatin is extracted from such animals? Now here, let's say that this haram meat animal is slaughtered Islamically, i.e. in the Islamic manner, the cat or the fox have been slaughtered. They didn't just happen to die. They were slaughtered in the particular manner as, you know, prescribed in the Sharia. Because if the cat or the fox or any other haram meat animal is slaughtered as prescribed in the Sharia, it makes a difference now. Because that animal, all its parts, become tahir. They don't become permissible to consume, okay, because they're haram meat animals. You can't, it's not allowed to consume, you're not allowed to eat them. But they still become tahir. Why do they become tahir? Because they were slaughtered in the Islamic fashion. So they become canonically pure, but just because they're canonically pure, it doesn't mean you can consume them. Why? Because according to the traditions, it's haram to consume haram components of haram meat animals. So you're not allowed there. Now, here we have a cat or a fox. We've slaughtered it, okay, in the Islamic way. So therefore it's now tahir. The components are all tahir. Now here, let's divide it into two small branches. Here, with the bone collagen of the cat or the fox, or the intestines of the cat or the fox, let's say istihale does arise. Okay? If istihale does arise, and now you have another specific form, it's not the bone collagen anymore. It's istihale has arisen, it's a new subject matter. The mawzu has changed. Here, that gelatin, after istihale, would be tahir, and permissible to consume. I mean, it was tahir anyway, but it would be permissible to consume. Because it's not called bone collagen anymore. It's not called intestinal collagen. It's not the haram. It's not the cat component anymore. It's not the component of the fox anymore. Istihale has arisen. And here it was pure anyway. It's not like with the porcine gelatin, with the different scenarios of whether it occurred in qalil water or in core water. That doesn't apply here. Because after the cat or the fox has been Islamically slaughtered in that particular manner, it's tahir. But you can't consume it. However, if istihale does arise, you would be allowed to consume it. Now let's see if istihale does not arise. Okay? If that's substantiated before the duty bound, that istihale does not arise. Now we have something which is still tahir, because the cat is slaughtered in the Islamic fashion. It's still tahir, but you're not allowed to consume it. It's not edible. You can't eat it. Here, with this, and istihale hasn't occurred, so you can't eat it. The next subdivision is whether istihlak has occurred or not. You've mixed it with something else to produce the final sweet or chocolate. You've mixed it with something else. When you mix it with something, did istihlak arise or not? I.e., did all the parts of that haram meat animal, which is still tahir though, did they all vanish? Are they traceless now? If istihlak did arise, and all the traces of the parts, albeit tahir, the parts of the cat, all vanish, they all disappear, okay? Istihale didn't arise, but with istihlak, all those components, all those tahir components, have now vanished after being mixed with something to produce the sweet at the end. If istihlak were to happen, irrespective of in whatever medium that were to be, if istihlak were to happen, then the product would, in addition to being tahir, because it was tahir anyway, it would be permissible to consume it. Why? Because all the traces of the haram, the cat's components have vanished. So it won't qualify as consuming components of haram meat animals, such as cats or foxes. Because they've vanished now. And they were tahir to start off with. They weren't najis, so that if they were mixed in a liquid medium, it would make the whole medium, the muzaf medium, najis. That's not happening here, because it was slaughtered in the Islamic fashion, and therefore it is tahir. But here with istihlak, all the components of that animal have vanished. The final product would be permissible to consume. But if istihlak were not to arise, and there were still components of that animal, although it's not najis, because it was slaughtered in the Islamic fashion, you won't be allowed to consume it, because it's haram, according to the text, to consume actual parts of haram meat animals. And here, istihlak did not arise, and that would be problematic. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala tahirin.